AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Egypt's state-run media say babies evacuated from a Gaza hospital have arrived in Egypt.
The premature babies arrived in Egypt after leaving a Rafah Gaza hospital in a fleet of ambulances, cared for by doctors monitoring incubators. Footage showing four ambulances all marked the Palestinian Red Crescent inside the Rafah border crossing. The media arm says that the evacuation of the babies, who were at Shifa Hospital, came in coordination with the World Health Organization and the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The babies were evacuated from the complex following the hospital's bombardment by the Israeli military and the resulting loss of power. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Ukraine. Austin arrived today in what's expected to be a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, even as U.S. and international resources are stretched by the new global risks raised by the Israeli-Hamas conflict. The holiday getaway is underway, but will rain and snow get in the way?
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says much of the eastern half of the U.S. will see rain and then by midweek even snow, making driving difficult. And if you're flying...
One of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty. Up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England, again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
Of course, the day before Thanksgiving can be pretty busy. I'm Julie Walker.
Lawyers for former President Trump are urging a federal appeals court to revoke a gag order in the federal case charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is AP News. There's good news for holiday shoppers and shippers. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Looks like you don't have to worry about your holiday packages getting where they're going on time. UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service say they are up to the job this holiday season. UPS is hiring 100,000 employees to meet the peak. FedEx is also hiring in some locations and says it's ready for the holiday crush. The U.S. Postal Service has hired 10,000 seasonal workers. And although all of that sounds great, ShipMatrix, the shipping data company, has this advice. Don't wait until the last minute to send your packages. I'm Rita Foley.
Hong Kong Disneyland has opened its first Frozen-themed attraction, with thousands of eager visitors turning up to experience the new rides, some waiting for hours to get an early start. I'm Mike Hempen.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.